Jack and Amanda FM.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 17:26, Johannesburg 16:24, and Polokwane 17:27.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic on the N1 North in the Midrand area from the Buccleuch interchange all the way to the Samrand Road exit.
In your sport headlines, Gaston Serino suspended for Mamelodi Sundowns clash, and England in trouble at 135-4, chasing down 326 against Afghanistan.
The Minister of Social Development, Sisi Tolashe, told Parliament earlier today that the deadline to replace golden SASSA cards with the new black ones from the Postbank by March this year is unattainable.
There's just no way. In fact, when you look at what is happening on the ground, that deadline was not informed by any fact. It was just a deadline for the sake of having it.
Tolashe added that only 12 cards are reached out every 4 hours. She addressed Parliament's on grants a bit earlier today. The full story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. Meanwhile, a specialist in the field of public health medicine, Dr. Edzani Mpapuli, says the government's child grant is not enough to compete with the food poverty line.
The amount of money that you need to feed a child for a whole month. Right now, the level of the grant is below the food poverty line, and it's also not being getting increased at the inflation level.
She spoke at the launch of the Union Against Hunger in Johannesburg a bit earlier today. Meanwhile, SARS Commissioner Edward Kieswetter says increasing tax revenue should start with improving collection capacity rather than raising taxes. Speaking at a G20 finance track side event in Cape Town, he stressed the need for efficiency in tax administration.
Challenges that, from our perspective, can undermine domestic resource mobilization is firstly institutional integrity, without which we undermine ourselves.
And the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, agrees. She says the public is more willing to pay taxes when they see their money is being used wisely.
Quality of public spending matters for creating public support among businesses and households for the need to contribute to the public purse.
And speaking about economics, the consumer price inflation rose to 3.2% in January this year, up from 3% in December and 2.9% in November. Chief Economist at Econometrics, Azhar Jamin, says the increase in the CPI creates scope for some more good news.
Offers the Reserve Bank some further scope to reduce interest rates over the next few months.
And in KwaZulu-Natal, mop-up operations and damage assessments is underway after rain battered the province again. Parts of Lamontville in the south of Durban are underwater, and it's there where 5 people, including 3 children, were swept away in a canal. The bodies were recovered this morning, and the city says over 270 affected families will be moved. And finally, according to a report done in the UK, superbugs directly cause 7,600 deaths in Britain each year. So these superbugs are strains of bacteria or pathogens that have become resistant to antibiotics, making them much harder to treat. They've been recognized as a rising threat to global health. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
You always said, why don't you write me a song? Well, here it is. A little late now, you're gone. Wait on my chest. It's time to get it all off. Not the kind of